Hi, you're welcome to my podcast, Expressions with Omodile, where I share my thoughts and views on issues that affect us in our personal lives and in the society. My name is Omodile, an advocate for positivity, and your host. It's another Friday, and I'm here to share my thoughts with you. I'm here to share my thoughts on self-love. The misconceptions of self-love. Happy listening. How do you define self-love? What is self-love all about? Now, most people make self-love a big deal because they don't know how to love themselves and they can't love someone else. You know, if you don't love yourself, you can't love someone else. It doesn't work out. So what is self-love? You know, it's actually one of the best kind of love a human should have in his or her life. One of the best love anyone could get. Because it's real, there are no doubts, no trust issues, no misunderstanding, no fears, no conflicts. You know, you do have conflicts with yourself once in a while, but I don't know if you know or understand where I'm going to when I say no conflicts. It cannot be compared to what you experience in a relationship with someone when you love someone else. The conflict you experience is not the same thing with what you experience with yourself. Because once in a while you have issues with yourself and you need to sort it out. That's the kind of conflict I'm talking about. So there are no conflict, no doubt, no trust issues with self-love. You know, self-love is when you make your happiness top priority because it's a necessity. Self-love is a necessity. You need it. Self-love is taking care of yourself, your mental health, emotional well-being, your soul well-being, your physical health. I mean, taking care of yourself in every way. Self-love is you not trying to sacrifice your well-being to please anyone, no matter who that person is. Self-love is you trusting yourself, being kind and sweet to yourself, forgiving yourself when you are not being true to yourself. It's all about you, yourself. Self-love is listening to your body. Most people don't know how to listen to their body. What, you know, when their body says, I need this, I don't want this, they don't know. And until I got sick, because I was always eating junk, that is when I actually started listening to my body. I mean, there are many other examples, but I was always eating, I was sitting in a place, I was not eating healthy. My fault, and my body was giving me signs, stop it, but I did not listen. And at the end of the day, I got sick, and I was like, oh, if I had listened. So self-love is just you knowing how or learning how to listen to your body. Self-love is accepting yourself as you are in every moment. You accept your flaws. No one is perfect. So you have to accept your flaws. If you can change it, good for you. If you can't, embrace it. You know, accepting your emotions because they matter. Everything about you matter. Everything about you should be a top priority in your life, in your plans. This is what self-love is all about. I know there are more ways to express self-love, but I just came up with these few points. because these are like the main things. Of course, it's like I said, it's all about you. So anything that has to do with you taking care of yourself, not just your body, but inside your soul, it's still self-love. So what are the misconceptions of self-love? The wrong meaning of self-love. There are so many misconceptions, so many people misunderstanding what self-love is all about. Self-love, one of the misconceptions is that most people think self-love is being selfish. No, that is wrong. I mean, you first, yes, but it should not be you being selfish, always trying to take everything for yourself, even when it's good, when it's bad. No, self-love is not being greedy. You have yours and you still want to take someone else's. You want to snatch someone else's happiness or gift or whatever. You're greedy, you're selfish. That is not self-love. Self-love is not devaluing someone else to feel better about yourself. No, this is one of the biggest misconceptions. You think for you to feel better, you have to drag someone else down. You have to devalue another human being. That is wrong. That is not self-love. Or, you know, another misconception is when I hear people say self-love is for the weak, for people who are lonely, who are single, who don't have any friend or lover in their life. Self-love is for everybody. I mean, people are making a big deal out of it. Self-love, self-love, self-love. Well, you have to love yourself, right? You have to know what it is. I mean, the real meaning of self-love. It's not for the weak. It's not for the weird-looking or for the single lady who lives down the street, who is 40 years old and lives down the street. Oh, she needs self-love. It's for her. No. This is a misconception. And I'm here to help you understand it. You know, the true meaning of self-love. Or another misconception is self-love is always trying to get... Okay, always trying to spend money on yourself. For unnecessary things, you spend huge amounts of money on yourself for unnecessary things. You know, I love myself, so I have to go for this vacation, or I have to get this dress, even when you don't want it, even when you don't need it. You try so much to get it because you feel it's you loving yourself. You feel that's the right way to show love to yourself. It's wrong. I mean, you should know your priorities. You should know your abilities, things that you need, things that you want. There's always a difference. And even if you can afford whatever it is in the world, you should not be a vain person. The only thing that matters to you is material things. Don't be that kind of person. One more misconception is self-love is overlooking your mistakes. I mean, there are so many misconceptions. You know, overlooking your mistakes, you make a mistake and you don't want to recognize it so you can work on it. I mean, nobody's perfect. I always say this. Nobody is perfect. But denying the fact that you make mistakes, it's not right. Or you're just overlooking it, ignoring it. You just have to sit down and think, why did this happen? What should I do so I would not repeat it again? Self-love is not being egocentric. Too much ego. You know, it's almost the same thing with being selfish. Self-love is not loving someone else. Most people believe that if I have self-love, you know, I love myself, so I don't need to love someone else. This is a big misconception, and I hope that I help you understand that this is not right. You have to spread love to people. You have to show kindness to people. People you know and people you don't know. And self-love is not all about vanity, being vain, material things. I said this earlier. It's not just about how you look outside. Self-love is also about your soul well-being, your mental health, your spiritual life. I mean, religious or not, you have to take care of yourself in every way possible. Spiritually, physically, mentally, academically, emotionally, socially. You have to take care of yourself. It's not just about how you are, the way you are. There's so much more to look out for. And self-love is not perfection. Because you love yourself a lot means you're perfect. No. Self-love is not perfection. You know, self-love is actually you recognizing, you having that power, that ability to recognize that you are not perfect. And to love yourself the way you are. To accept and embrace your flaws. It's not perfection. Thank you so much for listening to me today. I hope I was able to pass a message through. I hope I was able to connect with you and help you understand the true meaning of self-love and its misconceptions. Thank you so much. If you have questions, contributions, or topics you would like me to talk about, you can send me a mail with your suggestions, or you can send me a message on any social media platform. I will leave my details in the description box of this episode. Please check it out. Thank you once again for sharing my podcast. Thank you for listening. I can't wait to do this with you next week. Have a lovely weekend. And yeah, to wrap this episode up, I'm leaving you with a song titled We Got Love. Enjoy. We got love. You better believe it. We got love, love, love. You better believe it. In the carriage, yeah. I got black love and marriage, yeah. They gon' say you can't have it, but I'm like, don't kill the messenger. We gon' break the stigma up. Hucks the boost, turn to Obamas. It ain't about where you been, where you from. What you got is all about love. Self-love is the best love. When you gon' take that wristband off, that petite party been over. Don't need makeup to dress you up. I gave birth on the bathroom floor. Just me, Iman, and headphone calls. Don't let this life defeat you. I hope this message reach you. Throw your hands up. Play catch with the hunnids. Love is the new money. I'm just chillin' with the homies. Homies where the heart is. Throw your hands up. Play catch with the hunnids. Love is the new money. I'm just chillin' with the homies. Homies where the heart is. Abundance, love is the new money. I'm mentally wealthy,
spiritually conscious. I'm fresh out of Onyx. I'm ballin' and ballin'. I play with the hundreds. Love is the new money. That's my frequency. Spark up, burn the sage. Clear the room, kill the hate. Love is the new way. Play catch with the hundreds. Love is the new money. I'm just chillin' with the homies. Homies where the heart is. Ah! Play catch with the hundreds. Love is the new money. I'm just chillin' with the homies. Homies where the heart is. With the hundreds, love is the new money. I'm just chilling with the homies, homies where the heart is. Ah! Play catch with the hundreds, love is the new money.